From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Minnesota Vikings are barring running back Adrian Peterson from all team activities, this pending resolution of charges that he allegedly abused his son. And the NFL Players Association is appealing the indefinite suspension of former Baltimore Ravens player Ray Rice. He is accused of spousal abuse. NPR's Ahmad Omar has more.
The NFL initially suspended Ray Rice for 2 games following the incident at a New Jersey casino. But when new tape surfaced showing Rice hitting his then-fiancée, now-wife Jhené Rice, the league made the suspension indefinite. The Players Association's George Atala says that might have violated Rice's due process rights.
If, in fact, the indefinite suspension came as a result of that same incident, that sets a very dangerous precedent for the rest of our membership. And that is one of the primary reasons why we're pursuing an appeal.
Atala tells NPR's Morning Edition that Rice shouldn't be punished twice for the same crime, but he stresses the union is disturbed by the attack. Ahmad Omar, NPR News.
President Obama will head to Florida today for meetings at the U.S. Central Command in Tampa. At issue is the president's strategy to defeat Islamist militants fighting in Iraq and Syria. The House of Representatives may vote today to authorize the U.S. military to train and arm moderate Syrian rebels. The Senate is still debating the idea. NPR's Mara Liasson reports that U.S. airstrikes continue to be a focus of the president's strategy.
While he's there, Mr. Obama will meet with his top military commanders to discuss the new counterterrorism campaign against ISIS. He has said the goal of the mission is to push the Islamic State out of Iraq, degrade its capacity to threaten the U.S., and ultimately to destroy it. He says the mission will include continuing airstrikes in Iraq and expanding them to targets in Syria. The White House has been working to build an international coalition of European and Middle Eastern allies, including Sunni Muslim nations. Those allies will provide funding, intelligence, and boots on the ground while the U.S. takes the lead in airstrikes. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Tropical storm Odile is headed for northern Mexico, and some of its rain will reach the southwestern United States. The National Hurricane Center says southern Arizona and New Mexico could see up to 9 inches of rain and the chance for flash flooding. These storms come after last week's record-breaking rainfall in Phoenix. Roger Fuller has lived in the Arizona capital for years.
I've been here in the valley since 1957. And this is the worst I've ever seen. My particular property I'm at, we had one about 20 years ago, but it wasn't nearly this bad.
Meanwhile, in Mexico, the government is using military aircraft to evacuate thousands of stranded tourists out of Baja California. You're listening to NPR News. California fire authorities say the so-called Bowles Fire in Northern California near the Oregon border has scorched about 375 acres, but it's been one of the state's most destructive fires. It's burned about 150 buildings, most of them homes in the town of Weed. The fire has been about 25% contained. Afghan officials say 6 Afghan police officers have been killed in a Taliban attack in western Afghanistan. NPR's Sean Carberry says these deaths add to what have been record numbers of fatalities for Afghan forces this year.
An emotional Afghan parliament summoned the ministers of defense and interior to answer for the deteriorating security around the country. When the ministers could get words in, they said Afghan forces are doing everything they can in the face of a more aggressive Taliban. The militants have been massing in unprecedented numbers and launching large-scale offensives across the country. The ministers say Afghan forces are now doing almost all the fighting with little NATO support. Since March, more than 3,000 Afghan police and soldiers have been killed. By comparison, about 3,400 NATO troops have been killed during the entire 13-year-old war. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
South Korea says it's arrested an American man who apparently tried to swim across a river border and into North Korea. News reports from South Korea indicate the man told soldiers he wanted to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The incident comes after American Matthew Miller was sentenced to 6 years of hard labor by North Korea. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.